Layer 412, FDR and Eleanor's Early Life. Walk forward about 2 feet and turn to your left to stand before a glass-enclosed display case filled with artifacts from Eleanor's childhood and education. A text panel underneath the display begins, "Afraid. I was an exceptionally timid child, afraid of the dark, afraid of mice, afraid of practically everything. Painfully, step by step, I learned to stare down each of my fears. Only then was I really free." Eleanor Roosevelt, You Learn by Living, 1960. Like FDR, Eleanor Roosevelt was born into wealth and privilege, yet her family life could not have been more different than his. Eleanor's father, Elliot, was Theodore Roosevelt's younger brother. Attractive and charming, he was also aimless and an alcoholic. Her mother, Anna Hall, was a great beauty from a distinguished New York family. Eleanor was born in New York City on October 11, 1884. A timid and fearful child, she struggled with loneliness and rejection. Her mother was aloof and critical of her appearance. Her father, whom she adored, returned her love, but he was unreliable and increasingly mentally unstable. In 1892, Eleanor's mother died of diphtheria. She and her two brothers went to live with their maternal grandmother, Mary Livingston Ludlow Hall. Months later, E.R.'s brother Elliot died of scarlet fever. The following year, her father died of alcoholism. Orphaned at age 9, Eleanor was left to battle her fears alone. About waist high, in the front of the case to the right, another text panel reads, "Education. For 3 years, I basked in her generous presence, and I think those 3 years did much to form my character and give me the confidence to go through some of the trials that awaited me." Eleanor Roosevelt, describing Marie Souvestre's influence on her. The Seven People Who Shaped My Life, 1951. Until age 15, Eleanor was educated in small private classes conducted in her family's homes. She had few friends and froze when called upon to answer questions. But she loved learning and read voraciously. In 1899, her grandmother Hall sent her to Allenswood Academy, an exclusive girls' finishing school near London. Allenswood's headmistress was Marie Souvestre, a formidable woman of deep intellect and progressive ideas. Eleanor flourished at Allenswood. She described her years there as the happiest of my life. Souvestre recognized E.R.'s hidden strengths, helped her gain confidence, and awakened her social conscience. This extraordinary character, E.R. recalled, exerted perhaps the greatest influence on my girlhood. In 1902, Eleanor reluctantly came home from Allenswood to make her debut in New York society. Her formal education was over, but E.R. was profoundly changed. She kept Marie Souvestre's portrait on her desk throughout her life. Among the items in the case is an oil portrait of Eleanor Roosevelt at age 4, a silver Monteith bowl Eleanor inherited from her maternal Livingston ancestors, a gold ring set with pearls and diamonds, a folding lorgnette, a coral necklace and brooch, a letter from her father during his last years as he struggled with alcoholism and mental instability, a tiger claw jewelry set that was a gift to her mother from her father, Eleanor's Allenswood Academy grammar notebook and report card, a letter from Theodore Roosevelt to Franklin Roosevelt congratulating Eleanor and Franklin on their engagement, dated November 29, 1904, her gold Tiffany engagement ring, their marriage certificate, and a photograph of Eleanor in her wedding gown, and a sterling silver baby cup that belonged to the first Franklin Jr., who died of influenza before his first birthday. Facing this display case, turn around 180 degrees and walk about 4 feet, then turn left. In front of you are two more glass display cases of artifacts from Franklin's youth and education. The first text panel on the left at waist level reads, "A privileged youth. At 8:45, my Sally had a splendid large baby boy. He weighs 10 pounds without clothes." James Roosevelt, diary entry, January 30th, 1882. FDR's father, James Roosevelt, was a wealthy lawyer and businessman with investments in mining, railroads, and banking. In 1880, James, then a 52-year-old widower with a grown son, married 26-year-old Sarah Delano. On January 30, 1882, Sarah gave birth to the couple's only child, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Roosevelts doted on young Franklin. Educated by governesses and tutors, he enjoyed a charmed, if somewhat solitary, childhood. His amiable father taught him to hunt, fish, sail, and ride on the Hyde Park estate. His adoring mother instilled a love of books and travel. Every year, Franklin accompanied his parents on extended trips to Europe. Summers were spent sailing, fishing, and exploring at the family's vacation home on Campobello Island in Canada. Among the artifacts in this case are a Cartier pendant watch James Roosevelt gave his wife to celebrate the conception of their son. Franklin's bassinet and baptismal certificate, dated March 20, 1882, young Franklin's monogrammed sterling silver flatware set and cup, a lock of his hair, a wooden hobby horse that Franklin's Delano grandparents gave him when he was 4 years old that he named Mexico, his boyhood camera and tripod, running high kick medals and his report card from Groton School, a crew trophy from Harvard, won at a 1901 meet, along with various photographs of Franklin as a baby, young boy, and young man. The next text panel, to the right, reads, "Education. I am getting on finely, both mentally and physically. I am all right in Latin, Greek, science, and French. A little rusty in algebra, but not more so than the others." Franklin Roosevelt, letter to his parents, September 18, 1896. Until age 14, FDR was educated at home by tutors and governesses. In 1896, he entered Groton School, an elite Massachusetts boarding school for the sons of wealthy families. Groton was run by the Reverend Endicott Peabody, an affectionate but strict taskmaster who instilled in his students a sense of duty to humanity, especially through public service. Franklin idolized Peabody, but he found it difficult to stand out among his peers. He had come to Groton 2 years after the rest of his class and did not excel in sports, which were highly prized at the school. Young FDR dreamed of entering the U.S. Naval Academy, but his father insisted he attend Harvard. He enrolled there in 1900. That same year, James Roosevelt, long in declining health, died of heart failure. At Harvard, FDR was an average student, but served as president of the Harvard Crimson. After graduation, he entered Columbia Law School. Turn to your right and walk about 4 feet. In front of you, along the right-hand side of this alcove, are two more glass display cases stretching off to your right, filled with artifacts of Franklin and Eleanor's courtship, marriage, and family life. The first text panel reads, "Courtship and Marriage. E is an Angel." Franklin Roosevelt, diary entry, in code, July 7th, 1903. "Well, Franklin, there's nothing like keeping the name in the family." President Theodore Roosevelt to Franklin Roosevelt, March 17th, 1905. Franklin was 20, and Eleanor just 18 when they began courting. Distant relatives, fifth cousins once removed, they'd met on occasion during their youth and enjoyed each other's company. In 1902, Eleanor returned from school in England to make her debut in New York society. In November, she encountered FDR at a society event. Soon they were meeting at parties. They danced, talked, and read poetry together. Eleanor was attracted by Franklin's charm and ambition, and by the sense of self-confidence and security that had been missing from her own life. Franklin thought Eleanor beautiful and was drawn to her intelligence and concern for others. She volunteered to work with immigrant children on Manhattan's Lower East Side. He was stunned to see the conditions under which they existed. The Roosevelts married on March 17, 1905, in New York City. Eleanor's uncle, President Theodore Roosevelt, gave away the bride. His overpowering presence made the newlyweds supporting players at their own wedding. Among the items in this case are their marriage certificate, witnessed by Eleanor's uncle and aunt, President Theodore Roosevelt, and First Lady Edith Kermit Roosevelt, an usher's stick pin, designed by Franklin, featuring three feathers set with diamonds from the Roosevelt coat of arms, a sterling silver sugar caster and egg boiler, a sketch Franklin's mother gave the newlyweds of a double townhouse she planned to build in New York City, one side for her and the other for them, miniature portraits of Franklin, Eleanor, Elliot, James, and Anna Roosevelt, painted from life in 1914 by Claude P. Newell to mark the Roosevelts' 10th wedding anniversary, and a photograph of the Roosevelt family circa 1908. A second text panel reads, Family Life. Father was not a disciplinarian by temperament. Those parent-like duties he seemed to feel lay entirely in the feminine realm and should rightfully be fulfilled by mother and granny. Anna Roosevelt, 1949. After an extended European honeymoon, the Roosevelts settled into a comfortable life in New York. Franklin attended Columbia Law School and was admitted to the New York bar in 1907. The couple's first child, Anna, was born in 1906. Five sons would follow during the next 10 years. One died in infancy of influenza. Sarah Roosevelt, whom E.R. hoped could be the loving mother she never had, played a dominating role in the Roosevelt household, creating tension between Eleanor and Franklin. Sarah's wedding gift was a townhouse adjoining another she built for herself. The two homes had connecting doorways. Initially uncertain and insecure, E.R. deferred to her mother-in-law on many matters, including household management, social protocols, and child-rearing. Franklin clerked at a prominent New York law firm, but he was bored by the law and already hoped to enter politics and follow the path blazed by his cousin, Theodore Roosevelt, all the way to the White House. Facing the display case, turn to your right and walk about 4 feet on a slight angle to your right to come to a 3-foot-tall, glass-topped wooden table approximately 4 feet wide and 3 feet deep in the center of the room. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.